Just relaxing, three deep breaths and close over your eyes and just listening to my voice. You're in a country cottage. It's a beautiful, attractive country cottage, just everything you imagine that a country cottage should be. You're sitting on a rocking chair, soft cushions on this rocking chair. There's a fireplace in front of you, small logs in this large fireplace, and the flickering flames is gently soothing. And stretching your hands out towards the fire and feeling the warmth generated by the fireplace and palms of your hands, that comforting, gentle warmth, and realizing you can move that warmth around. And moving that warmth now to the top of your head, to your scalp. And soothing warmth that this room is generating. And allowing it to flow down now over your forehead. Smoothing out the muscles in your forehead. And down to that gap between your eyebrows. Just easing away any tension there in the soothing warmth of this room. And round your eyes now, the small muscles surrounding your eyes, and maybe being aware of some small movements behind your eyelids as the warmth flows down over your nose, and being aware of the difference in temperature as you breathe in and out, as that gentle, soothing warmth flows over your cheeks, flattening the muscles, and down to those muscles around your mouth, allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth. And maybe allowing your teeth to part slightly as that gentle, soothing warmth relaxes the muscles around your jaw as it flows down into your neck and around to the back of your neck, just soothing and relaxing the muscles there as it flows down into your shoulders now, allowing those muscles to relax and your shoulders to droop slightly as that comforting warmth flows into the tops of your arms and down into your forearms and into the palms of your hands, feeling that comforting, soothing warmth there as it flows all the way to your fingertips and back into your body now, to your chest and abdomen, being aware of the gentle movement of your muscles as you breathe in and out, as that warmth flows on down through to the large muscles of your back, just easing away all the tension, your body feeling heavier as you relax into the cushions on that rocking chair, as the warmth flows into your hips, and then onto the tops of your thighs, and flows down through to the backs of your thighs. Your muscles totally and completely relax, as relaxed as loose elastic bands, and on down to your calves and your shins, feeling your legs heavier as the muscles relax, and the warmth flows down round your heels to the soles of your feet, the tops of your feet, and all the way to the tips of your toes. That gentle, soothing, rocking motion of the rocking chair that you're comfortably sitting in this wonderfully pleasant country cottage that you're inside. Knowing that it's a cold day outside, but it's so comfortable in here. And getting up from your seat on the rocking chair, and walking towards a bay window in the cottage and looking outside. It's been snowing heavily and everything is covered in a white blanket of snow. With the sun on this day shining down now on this blanket of snow, making it sparkle like a scattering of diamonds, all the edges smoothed and rounded off where the snow has fallen. And turning away from the bay window now, walking back into the room, putting on your warmest clothes to go outside, It's a fresh, wonderful day. Still cold, so you put on these warm clothes and walking outside into this fresh snow. Not even any tracks in the snow as yet. And walking down the street, you can see cottages covered in snow, where the bay windows in these cottages have snow lying on top of them, making it look as if the cottages themselves have eyebrows. Comfortable smiley faces on the cottages, given by the snow. There's a gap in the wall just before the cottages. And walking through that gap, you find yourself in the village green, with cottages round one side, and trees round the other two, and the side you've just come in. And walking through this virgin snow, just enjoying that squeaky, crunching noise as your feet breaks the surface of the snow. It's obviously close to springtime now, because although there's a lot of snow on the ground, the birds are singing in the trees. And that wonderful fresh air that you can feel when the snow has fallen. It's a beautiful day itself. And it's so amazing, the freshness of the air. And that squeaky crunch underneath your feet. You can see an old oak tree not too far away. And walking towards it, you stop and turn around, looking back across the village green. You can see the tracks that you've made in the snow. Very firm, solid tracks. And turning round to the old oak tree now, that stands alone from the rest of the woodland. And walking round that oak tree, trailing your fingers on the surface, having taken a glove off your hand. Feeling the smooth bark in places, rough bark in others, and a strange tingly feeling when your fingers run over some mossy parts. Normally they'd be soft, with the slightly squidgy bristles, as the frost has frozen the moss to the tree. And as you walk round, you notice there's a door in the tree, most unusual thing to find in a tree. But it doesn't surprise you too much. Putting your hand out, you put your hand on the handle of the door. Open it up, take a look inside. It looks very safe and comfortable in there. Walking inside, closing the door behind you. Inside, the tree trunk is well lit. And there's a staircase spiraling down inside this tree trunk with a banister around the edge of it. And in a moment, you put your hand on that wooden banister, feeling the solidity of the smooth wood underneath your fingers, and walk down those stairs with a sense of intrigue and wonder. And with each step you take, you can find yourself becoming deeper and deeper absorbed in deep relaxation. And you can find yourself going 1/10 deeper, absorbed into that relaxation, with each count I make, from 10 down to 1. And on the count of 1, you find yourself at the bottom of those stairs and at a door. Putting your hand on the banister now and beginning to walk down those stairs, becoming deeper and more absorbed in deep relaxation. 9. Curious about what will be through the door at the foot of these stairs. 8. Being aware of what each step feels like. And I wonder what you can see, hear and feel as you walk deeper and deeper. 7. Becoming more relaxed with each step you take. 6. Allowing relaxation to continue to spread comfortably through your mind and body as you listen to me counting down. Five, halfway to the bottom now, yet still unable to clearly see the door down there. Four, perhaps noticing a heaviness in your body as you relax even deeper. Three, almost at the bottom now, and I wonder whether you can notice the door down there and what it looks like to you. Two, stillness can begin to appear through your mind and body. And one, finding yourself facing a door to a land of peace and deep relaxation. And I don't know whether you'll take one, two, or maybe even three relaxing breaths before you step through that door to the other side, to a land of peace and relaxation. Opening the door now and walking through, you find yourself in a woodland. The trees are heavy with the snow that's fallen, heavy rounded clumps of snow, the occasional soft whump as snow falls from a branch into the deep snow underneath. The path you're on is quite clear though, and walking around that path, following the twists and turns of the path itself, enjoying the fresh, cool air as you breathe in and out, seeing your air as you breathe it out as a fine mist in front of you, a gentle crunch of the hard ground underneath, following all of these twists and turns through the trees, being aware of the spring noises of the birds above in the branches. And as the trees thin out, you find yourself back at the top of the village street. Evening starting to fall, as it does at this time of year, quite early in the day. And lights are starting to come on, very old-fashioned street lights, and windows starting to light up amongst the cottages, the orange light falling on the snow underneath, giving it a very different glow, a warm glow coming to the snow. Walking down the street, with the wall on the side that you're walking down, and a river on the other side of the wall, and brushing away some of the snow at the top of the wall to make a gap, and leaning on the wall and looking down to the river underneath. It's icy there. The river surface is covered in a layer of ice. Ducks barely managing to walk on this ice, but finally managing where they want to get to, across the ice itself. Watching them with some amusement for a second or two, then turning and continue to walk on. You come to another cottage. It's at the side of a bridge, and maybe it was a toll booth at one time. But you know you'd be welcome inside here. Putting your hand on the handle of the cottage door, turning it, and walking inside, and feeling the warmth of the interior of this cottage as you come in from the cold of the snow outside. Taking off your outer clothing, and hanging on an antique hat stand that's just at the side of the door, and looking round the cottage itself. It's lit by candles in small alcoves built into the walls itself, oak beams across the ceiling, and you can smell the fresh smell of bread having been baked recently in one of the rooms of this cottage. Very soothing smell. It's a very peaceful place to be in this cottage. You're enjoying the peace and tranquility of this place. There's an armchair facing a log fire with a big solid fireplace around this fire, a chimney breast going all the way up through the ceiling. Bob's grandfather clock against one wall, with a soothing, regular tick of that clock, giving an added sense of peace and tranquility to this place itself. Walking towards the armchair, putting your fingers on the back of that chair, and feeling that soft old leather give way beneath your hands. Walking round to the front of the armchair and sitting down, feeling the soft leather give way beneath you as you lean back into it. Such a comfortable chair, almost like being given a soothing hug. As you rest back into this chair, and as you rest in the comfort of this chair, just being aware of the softness and the soothing atmosphere of this cottage, you see that you find relaxation an interesting thing, because as you relax, you know that relaxation is a natural part of the way you think and behave. Everyone knows how to relax physically. It's interesting that people don't often think about how they relax mentally, because when you relax physically, you also find yourself relaxing mentally. However, the opposite is also true. When you relax mentally, you may find your body relaxing more and more, even without deliberately thinking about it. Just because you think about relaxation means you can relax more and more. And as you enjoy this relaxation, you continue to relax even more deeply, because you know that you really enjoy relaxing. Because you're so relaxed, settled back into this soothing, comfortable armchair, you're enjoying this natural feeling. And as a result, you can allow yourself to relax even more deeply in the soft comfort of this armchair. As you do so, taking in all the senses, the input that's coming towards you in the comfort of this chair, the colours of the small flames in the fireplace, the gentle warmth of the cottage, that soothing light from the candles in the alcoves around, the old artisan work of the beams on the ceiling, that gentle tick of the grandfather clock. And as you look at it, you can see in four corners of the face different depictions of the seasons. The freshness of spring, the warm glow and bright colours of summer, the even brighter, strong colours of autumn, reds and golds, and then a scene of winter with the sparkling white snow and the blue shadows of trees on the snow. As you sit here, listening to the crackling of the fire and a soothing place to be, what I'd like you to do is place the tip of your right forefinger to the tip of your right thumb and press them gently together. As you do so, taking all the details of this comforting, relaxing, beautiful place to be, the warmth, the soothing light, the gentle tick of the clock, the beautiful fireplace, the colours of the fire, that soothing smell of newly baked bread, just relaxing back, taking your time, using your senses to take on all the details, memorizing them, the sounds, the sights, the smells, the feeling, and the emotion of relaxation, gentle soothing, as you relax back in this chair, taking in all those details, just using all your senses, committing a sense of peace and tranquility to memory. So you're enjoying here at this time, in this cottage that you find yourself in. Beautiful snow outside, but the comforting warmth of this room that you're in this cottage. Knowing that if you place your right forefinger to the tip of your right thumb, you'll find it easier to come back to the sense of peace and tranquility of this cottage. At times, if you feel that you wish to, placing your right forefinger to the tip of your right thumb and taking you back to the sense of peace and relaxation. Tranquility. And in a moment, taking your own time, coming back into the room that you're in, feeling refreshed and relaxed, refreshed and relaxed.